Yes. Waking you up.
Waking up.
Waking up.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Just another glorious day confusing mid-schoolers into believing false things.
Oh, no. The true agenda has been found out.
Obviously, we're joking.
You know what my theme song
is today?
I'm just
tired of getting those comments
on
Facebook.
How will I know if he really loves me?
Ooh!
I say a prayer for his heavenly heartbeat. I'll only love forever with me.
That's pretty good. I don't remember the words at all.
That's where I get to
sing with you.
Hey, if you know Whitney Houston and you want to call and sing on the radio, go ahead.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm excited for the day. Today is Wednesday, which means Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9. And you may or may not have heard, we're hanging out with that dude for an event tomorrow night, actually, at the Lobo Theater, where he usually throws down Renovate.
Oh!
In its stead, tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a little event called Rise from the Grave. It is Halloween, Fall Vestaween, if you will. It's going down at 8 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. We're going to be out there broadcasting live starting at 6 p.m. So come hang out with us, dressed in your zombie garb.
Or
whatever. There's going to be a costume contest.
Let's see if we can find that.
Mateo and I will be the ones judging.
Ooh.
So you'll have to pre-register with us. But
I think it's on the Instagram.
Some cool prizes like an iPad mini.
iPad mini. Hey, hey, hey.
iPod. Some iTunes gift cards. So, if you're into that kind of thing, you know.
Bye-bye!
Rise from the Grave featuring the Almost and Archibald, and it's going down tomorrow evening. I'm excited.
Tomorrow.
Details for that at mystaticradio.com. Or get to our Facebook page where you can blast comments away at the flyer.
Boo, boo, boo. Boo, boo.
I'm being passive-aggressive this morning. I apologize.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I do.
I know. So,
And I get in trouble for it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. This is what happened. Last night, our sweet, dear friend Mitch put up a picture of the grave, Rise from the Grave flyer. The flyer. So we got comments.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not on Instagram.
It's right here. It's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
From Emmanuel, who said, still can't relieve what M88 has become. From inspiring youth to become true lovers and seekers of God's word to now confirming to the things of this world. And we're going to talk about it. Definitely going to talk about it because Pastor Nate Heitzig, this is his shindig. This is his,
I see it.
His thing.
I found it.
So we're going to talk about that today with him coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have questions about it, be a great way to get them in and get them answered because he'll be here joining us in the 9 o'clock hour talking about this very thing. It's Rise from the Grave, and I feel like this is going to become a topic at some point. We've gotten a lot of different things in the mail this week, different flyers for different things, you know, about Halloween, what's up with Halloween.
What's wrong with
and
Halloween?
So, whether you participate, whether you don't participate, should you participate, should you be a part of events like this?
This flyer has one of the creepiest looking witches I have ever seen.
Yeah, right?
And this is telling me about how Halloween is scary and bad.
And how it's disobedient to God, so we should completely abstain from the appearance of evil. So here's this flyer with a skull and a black cat and a scary freaking looking witch.
Yeah, but dude, skulls are cool.
We're going to get into this at some point today. And you know what?
We're all going to have different opinions.
Yeah, but I can't wait to have like a cool conversation. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to have a grown-up conversation.
Grown-up.
So if you would like to chime in, we'll be doing that coming up a little later in the day. We got a lot going on today.
Today is going to be a pack today. We got Comics Corner.
Yeah, we got Comics Corner. We have Jason from Building 429.
Yep.
It is Winter Jam Wednesday.
Winter Jam
so
Wednesday.
We'll be giving away another pair of tickets to Winter Jam. And, all you got to do is pay attention to our interview that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Man!
See, that's where we get you, because you're like, man, that station, they're just leading people astray. Wait, they're giving away Winter Jam tickets?
I guess I can win? I guess I could keep listening.
I can win? Oh, okay. I'll listen, but as soon as I win, I'm out. And then I'm going to go to Winter Jam and be like, man, the station that gave me these, it's stupid. So I won. Yeah, I know. I know you're out there. You're listening.
I'm stoked we got it back today. Jason from Building 429, Comics Corner, birthday's on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Lenny Kravitz movie's coming out.
What?
Soon.
What?
Yeah.
What? Hey, good morning, everybody.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Who's excited?
Me. I am.
Who else?
No one else. Just
show of hands.
I'm the only excited one. If somebody was standing outside excited, we couldn't see him because it's so dark.
How creepy would that be?
Ooh.
And by all of a sudden we look over and there's a dude outside the window just with his hand raised waiting for us.
And it was TJ.
Ah!
He's going, hey.
Hey.
Hey. What? Did you just fall asleep? No.
It's a big day, man. We've got Jason from Building 429. We've got tickets to Winter Jam to give away.
Winter Jam Wednesday.
We got tickets to Rise from the Grave to give away. We got Comics Corner. We got comic books to give away today.
Oh, we have a ton of giveaways.
We got Pastor Nate Heitzig coming in for Shock Therapy Live in the 9 o'clock hour. It's going to be a crazy day. And we got random phone calls. Go. Static.
Bad, bad, Matt. What day is it?
Hump day.
Hump day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you guys have a great hump day.
Hey,
you
sing too. A Whitney Houston song.
What?
Sing a Whitney Houston song.
I can't hear you.
Do you know any Whitney Houston?
You
can you sing
hear
a Whitney
me.
Houston song?
The one where she sings really high notes that no one else can sing, apparently.
Sing that one.
Yeah.
Sing it for me. You love
and
me.
And I will always love you.
Strong.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's the way to wake you up. Hump day!
Hump day!
Hump day!
There you go. What? Thanks for the call. So random, I love it!
Good.
That's how we do.
Wake up, everybody. Call us and sing us a song right now. call us right now and sing a song. Who's out there? Security guy?
Security John?
Bus rider Mark?
Yeah.
Matthew from Albuquerque, call and sing me a song.
We haven't heard from Matthew from Albuquerque in a while, man.
Well,
worried about that kid.
I hope he's okay.
Hope he's okay, too. High school can do crazy things. This is his first year of high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's 6:30. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I wish instead of that music, you just said, y'all ready for this?
Yeah!
Chuck Jams 2, baby! Chuck Jams 2! I remember. You can't get past me. Their 90s compilation.
Oh, man.
I remember it. Breaking news right now. Google has two large barges sitting off the coast of San Francisco and Maine, but will not reveal their purpose.
Sail barges?
Like giant barges.
Like Jabba's sail barge?
Yes.
Wow.
And yeah, they've got like, the reason they know they're Google, I looked this up yesterday, because like, what's Google doing?
Yeah.
They have patents for them, and a lot of people think it's where they're making Google Glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they won't say what they're doing.
In international waters?
If you don't know what Google Glass is, it's the new technology that's going to come out in the next few years. It's going to have people tripping and falling and running into stuff constantly.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, and a lot of people are probably going to get hit by cars because they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
All right, a Brazilian surfer may have set a new world record by riding a wave that is thought to have been 100 feet high.
No way!
Yes.
That's like the boat of Safa in Point Break.
What?
Yeah. This is like the biggest wave.
What?
He caught the wave.
Hey.
He is the boat of Safa.
It's me, dude. Right? It's just Ryan. What's up? I just got off a 100-foot wave, dude. This guy's over here saying, hey, I'm breaking Guinness World Records. And I'm like, whatever. I was out here at like 4 in the morning, dude. I'm gonna go to sleep now. The waves suck, bro. Righteous Ryan.
I've never heard that character before.
I haven't either.
Righteous Ryan, huh?
Like well, it's no longer a hiatus, Steve-O. You're going to be really disappointed. It's official. The Jonas Brothers have broken up.
What?
Yep, they are donezo. That's right, America. That's right, Albuquerque.
I never saw him. I never got to see him.
That's right, my three friends that listen to the podcast.
I never got to see him.
They're done.
Who cares?
I'm sorry, Dave. I wish I could be there for you today.
I feel like One Direction filled that void for 12-year-olds everywhere. So they do they
You're
care?
You're insecure. Don't know what for.
Is that the Jonas Brothers or is that
when you
One Direction?
In the
I don't know if this is One Direction
That's
or
One
the
Direction.
Jonas Brothers. Okay.
Now it's stuck in my head.
Sorry.
It's a good pop song, though, so I'm kind of okay with it. Kelly Osbourne issued a public apology to Lady Gaga. Both are reaching out to the other to be friends. They've been in a tiff lately.
Yeah, didn't we hear that somebody... Didn't Gaga send her, like, a birthday cake
or
something
like
that? Yeah,
she's like,
no! Yeah.
Not good enough.
Except now she's apologizing back?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're probably like, quit acting like a little kid. What are you doing?
Yeah. How old are you?
How old are you?
Are you kidding me?
Kanye West revealed that he and Kim Kardashian will exchange vows next summer.
They didn't invite me to the wedding.
Oh, no.
It's me, Righteous Ryan. Just got back from the beach. I was like, hey, where's my invite, Kanye?
Oh.
He was like, I don't know you. And I was like, yeah, dude, what?
Brazil's annual beauty contest to determine the woman with the best rear end has been tainted.
Okay.
With allegations of contestants bribing judges.
Oh, man.
So they were having a butt contest, essentially, and there were bribes going on. Why can't you just keep a butt contest clean? You know, we live in this day and age, nothing is sacred anymore. I'm sorry. Okay, Nicole Kidman says that Tom Cruise was not her great love.
Well, yeah, she's got to say that. She's married to Keith Urban.
I know.
Let me guess, who's her great love? Keith Urban.
I want to make a short joke because Tom Cruise and Keith Urban are both short.
Yeah.
And she is tall.
Yeah, you saw them in Nashville, right?
I did. Man, she's just a beautiful lady. Like in per, you know how? Okay, you always I've always wondered. It's like, are they really that pretty? Because you know it's like airbrush makeup,
yeah,
and
yeah,
they computer animate everything or whatever. And now it's but we, me and Dave saw her in the theater, and we were like, she is actually that pretty. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it was just super impressive. Yeah. It was like, dang.
I heard she's very classy too. From everybody in Nashville who's ever run into her, had interactions with her.
Yeah,
I've heard nothing but classy stories.
But they're
stories.
Also super reserved, which I understand they would
totally
need to be.
That's totally cool.
You know, like if you were as famous as Nicole Kidman,
yeah.
I wouldn't be talking to anybody on the street. I'd be like, nope, 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 nope. Is that Righteous Ryan? Nope. You know, I'd be like that. Champion eater Joey Chestnut ate 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. He is dead. He's not dead, but he did eat a lot of Twinkies. A new study finds that adding 1 inch to airplane seats improves in-flight sleep by 50%.
Wow.
Wow. 1 inch.
And of course, now that study's going to be used for that last airline I traveled on.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, would you like to upgrade to the seats that are farther apart?
Yeah.
It's only like $100.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Why would I? No. You already got me for like $250 for a one-way. Are you kidding me?
No.
Who are you?
I am the airline.
Yeah. Thanks,
Steve-O,
airline.
Would you like tickets to the Game 6 of the World Series?
Red Sox and Cardinals? Sure. Why not? I've been to a World Series before.
I've got good news for you, my friend.
What?
Because for the just super low retail price.
Okay.
$800.
$800?
You can stand for the whole game.
Okay.
You can't even sit down, my friend.
That's like, that's about how much, and I'll be honest, it's a lot of money, but that's about how much Chrissy's and my ticket were total for the both of us to go to the World Series.
Wow.
But we had good seats. We were like up against the rail. Well,
this says that some tickets on StubHub are going for over
$11,000. $11,000? How can fans?
If you have
this
that
is
much
what
money.
Sucks.
Yeah, if you have that much money to spend on a ticket to a baseball game, you need to give it to me.
My wife and I were fortunate enough to go to a World Series for our honeymoon, and it was provided for us. We didn't have to pay for them ourselves, but yeah. I know how much they were.
Yeah.
That was back in 2002. Obviously, it's gone up from there. And all I've ever wondered is, man, am I ever going to go to the Super Bowl? Nope. Nope, Super Bowl. Because Kiefer Sutherland's going to the Super Bowl. And One Direction. That's who can afford tickets to the Super Bowl.
And rant. Back to music.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I would love to go to a sporting event like that someday.
I need you to prepare the bleep button.
Uh-oh.
I have to read a quote. You ready? A photo of a Washington, D.C.'s mom. Wait, D.C. mom's. There we go. Message to a pumpkin thief is resonating with many.
Okay.
Becky Reyna wrote the following message on a large piece of cardboard and placed it on her front porch.
Oh, no.
To the person who stole my son's pumpkin, thank you for the life lesson. This will teach him that sometimes people are mean for no reason, and you just have to brush it off. Keep going. Because my son is 2 years old and cannot read this sign, I will add, you are an... Yes.
Okay.
Choice words. I want to see that picture, because I bet that's funny.
2 years old, so...
See, he can't read, so she added...
So what's the...
She added her message, that guy took that kid's pumpkin.
Yeah.
Why would you steal a pumpkin?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with the... They're probably going to throw it at somebody.
Yeah, we have a couple pumpkins in our front... Like, on our front yard area.
And yeah.
I was waiting. I keep going every morning to see. And they're all still there. So I'm like, okay. We didn't carve pumpkins this year.
Sadness.
We just didn't have time, I guess.
It's okay. We're probably in better standing.
Yeah.
Because we didn't.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what's happening in November?
Thanksgiving.
Movember.
Ah!
Yeah, you are prepared.
I am the king of Movember.
What's
right
with
now?
All the mustaches, you're asking yourself?
Yep.
I'll tell you what it is. Movember's coming. During November each year, the Movember campaign is responsible for the sprouting of mustaches on thousands of men's faces and a few women. With their mows, the men raise awareness and funds for men's health issues, specifically prostate and testicular cancer initiatives.
Yep.
So girls get the pink ribbon, and guys get to grow their mustache out.
Pretty much.
I'd say that's pretty fair.
I agree 100%.
I like it.
Oh, I was going to shave this thing, and now I can't because I actually have one of those accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need... You know, I had one a couple years ago, but I haven't used it. Yesterday was National Cat Day. I did not put up a picture of Panda, my sweet kitty cat.
See, you don't even care.
I miss you, Panda.
No, you don't.
I just... Dude, I've been putting up pictures of Panda for like 6 years. I don't need some day to tell me I can celebrate my cat.
6 years.
I've had her for a couple months.
How old is that cat?
I don't know. She's not that old. It was... I've been putting up pictures of cats since all the cats were alive.
Yeah. Obviously.
Anyway, you made me lose my place. In honor of National Cat Day, an on-demand car service, Uber, that's the name of it, temporarily became an on-demand kitten service Tuesday. Feline lovers could order 15 minutes of kitty playtime for $20 if they lived in New York, San Francisco, or Seattle.
I'm like getting itchy thinking about
this.
No,
you're not. People could reserve kittens through the Uber app, and the $20 fee was donated to a local animal shelter. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I like that. I wish they did that in Albuquerque.
Nah.
Of course, out here, you would have to, like, it would be, like, Lizard Day or Snake Day. And Clay Schroff would be like, hey, Matt, you got a present coming to the studio. 20 minutes with your worst fear. And I'd be like, Clay, this isn't Fear Factor. I don't have to be in the room with that snake. And
he'd
say, yeah, you do, because I ordered it for you.
Yep.
I'd be like, oh, man, you did. Dang it. And then I would die.
He got me a rooster once.
I know. I saw the video.
Gosh. You never know what that guy's going to do in studio. Which he'll be joining us tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
Aspen Project.
And then here's a little...
How did the phone lines just get jammed?
They did?
What did you say?
What did I say?
Cat Day?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
What?
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah, this is him. Sorry, guys, I haven't been calling in lately. I mean, I've been busy, and you guys haven't been answering the phone.
High school changed you, bro.
What are you talking about? We haven't been answering the phone.
High school changed you.
We don't even have a phone.
We're here every day.
Yeah, hey, sorry about that feedback. That was my driver. She just turned up the radio.
Oh, your driver.
He's got a personal driver.
He's got a personal driver now.
Tell Miss Judy I said, hey, turn that radio down, lady.
Yeah, it's Judy up there, yeah.
I know it's Judy. Hey, Judes. Hey, Judes.
Yeah, she says hi. She's driving.
Turn the radio down.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Steve-O, with Brody?
Oh, dude, fantastic. It's magical.
How come you never asked me about my family?
Ever wanted it to be. Yeah, ask him about his cat, Panda.
Hey, man, how you doing? I haven't talked about you in a while.
I know. Gosh, we need to change that. I'm doing okay.
Oh, my God, guys. It's been a really, really busy week for me lately. I've had tests, quizzes, posters, and projects that I had to do all week.
Sounds demanding.
Posters,
high
man.
Demand.
Yeah, it is high demanding in high school nowadays. You know, nowadays, I mean, kids might know, my friends might know, I'm not so, you know, crazy in class. I mean, I'm starting to take things serious. So I'm like,
yes,
they're like, why are you so serious? I'm like, well, if you guys don't know this by now, we have to pass each class, you know, by class, and we have to pass it credit by credit. So I'm like, you know, I want to get out here on time. I don't know about you, but, yeah. I mean, I just want to get my work done and get out.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It's like prison. You just want to do the time.
It's not like prison.
You want to do the time. You don't want to make mistakes.
You're not in prison,
they'll
Matthew.
Tack on more time. There's solitary confinement, things like that. So you just want to make sure you do it right the first time.
Don't do this.
So that you can get out.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like that. But, you know, I mean, I have some pretty cool teachers over there at Volcano Vista. I mean, the principal, she's a really cool person. I mean, she's really neat.
Right. You've been on. Going to the principal's office, Matthew?
See, I'm telling you, that's the warden. It's the warden. You want to stay in good graces?
Really like, she's not even like that. She is the world's most nice person over there. I mean,
that's good.
Even though I've only been there at the school for a year now, she has been so friendly. She's really interactive with the students. She'll go out in the school and talk to the students, say hi, and see how we're all doing.
That's right. You know, that's good.
That's the mark of a good principal right there.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you should be involved with your school like that. I mean, go see how you're doing. You never know if they need anything.
Matthew.
Oh, Matthew, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You guys play something for me this morning?
Yep.
Devastation and Reform by Reliant K.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, Matthew, I'm going to let you pick the song this morning. I want to put this song out to Miss Atencio, the principal over at Volcano Vista High School, home of the Hawks.
Home of the Hawks.
Home of the Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. Matthew from Albuquerque.
There
everybody.
He was.
What is Static?
Hey, yo, what's up, son? Know what I'm saying?
Nope.
No, I mean.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Don't know.
No, this is security done. Maybe if I talk like that, I'll be a famous rapper one day.
Maybe so. You still haven't sent us your music, though, so we wouldn't know.
Oh, you know, I went on the radio station last night. I went on the website last night. I was having trouble doing it. And my stuff isn't in MP3 format. It's on CD, so.
Yes.
But, hey, I could do a rap for you if you want to hear right now.
Yeah? Just keep it clean.
Oh, it's all about Jesus, man.
Let's do it.
Of course it's going to be clean.
All right,
ready?
Go.
Illustrated into the shepherd's dream, plastered upon Earth's canvas to combat this caravan of Nephilim. I'm listening, please, with the Hollywood scenes, whack art that attempts to appease the fan base and defeat God's properties like Listerine. I've got a burner that's clean and fresh, like outcast catastrophes outlast the feast continuously, as in a tribute to these factions of government that's hovering above the call of duties, but never loving men. I value intrinsically the imagery of the living God that's stamped upon a temple where the Holy Spirit be. If you're hearing me, then grab a Q-tip and take a quest with the tribe nation of 10, because it's begun. The song is sung to Jesus Christ to revive like CP of unfaded lungs. No sing songs to combat mortals. A mortal weaponry as a step in these blind men gut. Seeing God eliminates the leprosy.
Yeah! I heard Mortal Kombat and Call of Duty. You obviously are addicted to video games.
I loved it!
You need to pray about that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to do a run for it. And thanks for giving me a shout-out, man. I'm glad you guys remember me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the call, man. There you go. That's how we do.
You know what it's time for.
What?
It's time for birthdays.
What?
It is. How will I know that he really loves me? I say a
prayer with every heartbeat. I fall morning. In love Good morning. With me. Oh, Stever.
Hey, I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Earworm babies.
Great.
Can't speak.
All right. Anyways.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Don't say I didn't ever do anything for you.
Yeah. Dude, that was great.
There you go, Tam.
I have so much energy. Ah!
Yeah, try being a DJ when that song was popular.
I would love to have been. Oh, yeah. You want to hear Whitney Houston? Never heard it before. Here, let's do it again.
How many times did you have to spin that record and Thriller?
Yeah.
Right. You should feel privileged you got to spin Thriller.
It's the 303rd day of 2013. 62 days remaining in this year.
Wow. Yes. We're down to like 2 months.
62.
303. Shout out, Denver.
I almost count that on several sets of hands.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Ready?
Yeah.
What?
That was genuinely funny.
All right.
Several sets of hands.
Yeah. Always start with the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's Matthew Morrison's birthday from Glee.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
I've never seen that show.
Me neither.
Oh.
Maybe I should not.
I was totally going to, and then I remembered I'm a dude.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. Here's the thing. That show brought back, like, the popularity of a ton of old songs. Like,
yeah.
Don't Guess Stop Believin'.
Guess who's in an acapella group?
Whom?
Guess.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she's been
this
kind
is
of.
Real life.
She's been, like, singing harmony louder
she actually,
every day.
She can bring it. Yeah. Her and Celeste both can bring
yeah.
it.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, all right. Celeste?
They're talented.
Yeah, Celeste yeah. Super brought it at Calvary.
Super bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Matthew Morrison's birthday from Glee.
23.
22.
35.
Okay. He right. Might be a teacher.
Is he the teacher?
He's got to be.
He's the teacher.
I guess so. This goes back more to my day, although he was the original...
Phil Driscoll.
No, he's the original star in the original Clash of the Titans. And
wait. He's got that cleft.
And he was on L.A. Law.
Yeah. He was in Clash of the Titans.
Harry Hamlin.
Yes, Harry Hamlin. He's got the super clap.
What is this music?
You
LA
can
Law.
Stick your
yeah.
thumb in his chin and lose it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a, like, for real cleft.
Like Kirk Douglas?
Yeah. He's got a wide cleft.
All right. Harry's birthday. How old do you think that dude is?
61.
63.
62?
Oh! Snappies.
How do you guys do
odd
that?
Number.
All
whoa,
the time.
Whoa, it's magic.
Yeah, nice. Nice
you
to die.
Know.
All right. It's a family show. Okay. Let's see. From Third Watch, are we there yet? Tamara, she plays Tamara on House of Lies.
Oh,
I've watched Third Watch, but.
I've never seen any of those shows.
I know.
Nia Long.
Oh, okay. You would know.
She was like in
like
Mama's
we,
House movie or something.
37.
36?
43.
Okay.
Okay. This guy, actually, next guy, birthday.
Okay.
The thing I actually, other than being on A Few Good Men and, you know, being one of the lawyers, he is probably the best Kirk I've ever heard.
Captain's Law. Stardate 2, 4, 7, 6.5.
Well, anyway,
that's really good.
Yeah, he does a William. He does a pretty good William Shatner. He was on the World Series of Poker last year. He actually made the money on the World Series of Poker.
Wait, what else was he in?
He was in A Few Good Men and Grumpy Old Men. In A Few Good Men, he was Tom Cruise's co-counsel. Dude that helped him.
I don't remember that movie enough.
Yeah, Kevin Pollak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He was in The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
He was in... Okay, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna yeah. have a good time.
Let's see. He is 52.
57.
56.
Man.
Hey, you guys... close. You're bound to get one of these.
Maybe.
Keep getting close. All right.
Keep getting close.
How come these old series always go back to my day?
Happy days!
Day, Monday, happy days!
Remember how I've never seen the show,
Sunday,
so...
Happy days!
If it's not Henry Winkler...
It's Henry Winkler's
hey!
Birthday!
Arrested Development!
Scream! He was the principal in Scream, remember?
He was in The Waterboy.
I think he was in Hero or Heroes, a
okay.
movie. Yeah. So anyway, it's Henry Winkler's birthday.
Wow. He is 65.
Ooh, yeah. 67.
68.
Oh, man.
It's because I'm picking odd numbers.
I know, me
it's
too.
Odd. It's an odd thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Going ready? Even this time.
Are you?
Not me.
Maybe.
I'm staying strong.
Ugh.
Music.
Yeah.
Slung.
Long intro.
Yeah, I guess so.
What is...
Oh! What? Gavin Rossdale!
It is Gavin Rossdale.
Nice!
Married to Gwen Stefani.
Woo! Singer of the band Bush.
That's right.
Oh, please! Can we just listen to this whole song?
Probably not. Must be scared. How old do you think that young man is?
I don't know, but this guy in here just changed. Uh-huh. I think he's like 52.
Okay,
no,
Steve-o.
He is not 52.
How old's Gwen Stefani?
Hey, we got some birthdays left, and it gets better.
Seems gray. Now you're
it's not going. It's not. We're not going to get out of this.
No, it'll get better. Even for Steve-o, it'll get better.
Come on, man.
Dude, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Okay. Steve-o, trust me.
Dude,
there's one for you coming up.
He played a demon in Constantine.
I wouldn't know.
Just say 40 something. You're going to say 40 something.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to say he's 44.
46.
Yeah! Oh, so close!
Yeah, kind of.
And I went even.
Didn't you guys have been right?
You guys ever watch this show? Cash Cab.
No, never seen it.
Great show.
Is that where you can guess stuff and win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
And if you get three wrong, he boots you out of the cab.
Ah!
TV show host Ben Bailey, he's also on how the states got their shape.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, on the History Channel, I think it is.
43.
He is 43.
Whoa! Yeah, boom! Can I just hear Bush instead, actually?
Hear him, y'all.
You doing the dance?
No, no, he's not. Nobody not. Even celebrates.
Why would you play it? Why would you play it?
That's okay, what I'm asking.
Sorry. I don't know. Hey, I don't know. Man. Sorry, my bad.
Get over it, man. When the truth is found to
be lies. No? Know
the joy. I'm listening.
I'm jamming. When you
die, Tim knows. Don't you
want somebody to live? Or do you need somebody to live? Jim Carrey?
It's Grace Slick's birthday from Jefferson Airplane.
Very cool.
Man,
this, 59.
This part on Cable Guy? Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I say 66.
She's 74.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. Yep. Let's move on. You ready to move on?
It's a creepy
song.
Yeah,
totally.
Okay. This guy was in Poco.
How is this better than Gavin Rossdale?
No. We're going to get to the one that you're waiting for. And then actually, after he was in Poco, he moved on to this other little band.
Oh.
Which Eagle's birthday is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Steve-o.
Joe Walsh.
Bass player. Pretty sure bass player there, man.
Dude with the long hair.
I don't know all their names.
Dude with the long
hair.
It
is dude with the long hair.
I had long hair until I cut it.
Oh, snap.
Timothy B. Schmidt celebrating a birthday today.
I love this song. You just play this song all day on loop.
Hey, Steve-o, it gets better.
Wow. This is a good jam. He is 59.
61.
66.
Dang it.
But I'll wait for him to hit the high note and then we'll move on. Okay, you guys ready for this? Can you guys sing it?
Yeah.
Ready? Here you go.
I can't tell you why.
All right, nicely done.
Thanks, man. Oh, snap! Is it Eddie Kendrick's birthday? No, Eddie's not with us. It's gotta be, okay, David Ruffin's no longer with us either. All right. It's Paul. No, Paul Williams died too. You're out of sight.
So be by. Boom, boom. Look out, baby. Cause here I come.
Did it get better, Steve-o?
That's a tie, man.
Really?
It's kind of.
Baby,
I grew up with the Temptations.
All right. Otis Williams celebrating a birthday today.
Otis.
Otis having a little birthday.
Not only is he one of the founding members of the Temptations, but he is responsible for what I thought was a pretty great documentary film slash book about the Temptations. Oh, snap. But if you play this...
It just got
okay,
real.
Trivia question. Who wrote this song?
Can I say...
I don't know.
May I say?
Take a wild guess, man.
Smokey Robinson.
Yeah! Smokey Robinson wrote this song, and it was the first song by the Temptations that was not written for Eddie Kendrick, because Eddie Kendrick had that, like, high voice. And so he wrote the song, and this was the first one written for David Ruffin to take the lead, and it was! Oh!
What can make me feel this way?
So Otis, Otis from the Temptations is celebrating a birthday today.
This guy in here is losing.
I am losing my mind. This Otis.
He was right. It got better.
I got a question, Steve. Did it get better?
It got better.
Okay.
This is such a great song.
Otis Williams is how old?
He's timeless, yo.
Wrong.
That's
wrong.
Just your imagination.
Is appointed
baby.
Once for a man to die and then the judgment.
Whoa.
Her as she passes by.
Yeah.
They had all that smooth
That's
stuff.
That's Eddie Kendrick, man.
And then we got to the 70s.
Oh, man.
Everything got serious. So, Otis.
Did you know that this caused contention among the band? Because when the song was written, in the lyrics of the song,
oh, man.
With one of the
Is this just too much VH1 behind the music?
No,
is that what this is?
Well, I've read Otis Williams' book. Otis Williams, whose birthday it is, one of the founding members. This was all laid out in the book. So, yeah, it's his perspective. But then I mentioned how he's one of the, like, founding three. So,
yeah. All right. Matt, how old do you think Otis Williams is?
Let me think.
I like the wah-wah.
Like, maybe, this is going to sound crazy, but maybe, like, 81?
No!
Steve-O?
That can't be right. Well,
wasn't it Diana Ross's birthday recently? Because they were around the same. Let's see. Okay.
I'm about to just throw it out.
No. Hold on.
He's upset.
67.
72.
Dang.
Now.
Bad math.
We go from all that to dates.
All right.
Yeah.
On this date in what year, the father of modern fitness industry... Angelo Charles Atlas Siciliano is born in Archie in southern Italy. 30 million people have bought his mail order course.
Wow.
What?
Charles Atlas, dude.
Yeah.
On this day in...
What year was he born?
Did you guys have Atlases back when you were like touring and stuff?
Yeah.
So, okay. So probably for a while then. Probably born in, like...
Oh, man. 1919?
1906.
Or 1892.
Ah!
Yeah.
Year Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Aren't you glad we moved on from the Temptations?
No.
Okay. On this date in what year, the War of the Worlds aired on radio for the first time, starring Orson Welles. The fictional story caused nationwide panic among listeners.
So awesome. And we're continuing that trend today by causing nationwide panic among listeners.
Yeah, right. It's what we do.
Every day.
Radio.
Just dedicated. Keeping that vision going.
Dedicated to you, listener. Is it 1947?
Ooh, I'm going to say 19... It's 39.
1938.
Ah!
So close.
Dang it.
Stupid odd numbers today are killing me.
On this date in what year, Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman in the eighth round of a 15-round bout?
1974.
In Zaire. It was Rumble in the Jungle.
1973.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
74.
It was 74.
Yeah!
And Muhammad Ali regained his world heavyweight title. Nicely done.
Yeah, I know!
This is where, when it was the old man and the Steve, I would have made a joke about. I would have been like, hey, Matt Gentry, what was it like watching that?
Yeah.
When you were 30.
I was eight. I was actually eight. Probably watched it.
Okay. Man, I am on fire!
You are.
Yeah, you did a nice job. Very nice. Way to go. All right.
Oh.
Today, is create a great funeral day. It's National Candy Corn Day.
Okay.
It's create a, well, it's, I guess twice it's create a great funeral day.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Tonight is haunted refrigerator night.
What?
Okay.
It says, what lurks deep inside the back of your fridge?
Dude, tonight, it's Chinese food. For
tonight's real. The night to build up the courage to find out and throw it away.
Yep.
And it's mischief night.
Mischief.
It's an evening when people traditionally participate in harmless mischief, and that is all. Be good.
Heck yeah, it's All Hallows Eve Eve.
All Hallows Eve Eve.
We have a great show for you today. Going to be talking with Jason this hour from Building 429. Got a pair of tickets
sweet.
To give away.
That's what it does in the commercial. Building 429. Oh, sweet.
We got tickets to give away to
join the Jam Nation.
Eternally. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. I love you, Gavin Rossdale.
Arg.
Happy birthday, Gavin.
How much do you love him?
I'm a fan. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to it. Oh, man.
Oh, it's a crazy day in the neighborhood.
It is a crazy day. Coming up here in just a few, got our interview with Jason from Building 429.
Yeah, we do.
They're going to be here for Winter Jam.
We're excited about it.
November 21st. It is Winter Jam Wednesday.
Yep.
We'll have a pair of tickets to give away to the show.
And we're excited about that.
But first, I have to retract something.
Oh, snap.
Yep.
What happened?
Well, I was complaining. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
I had to take a flight, and my flight didn't go as planned. I ended up getting stuck overnight in Texas.
Yes.
And I thought that was the worst.
Oh, I remember, friend. If there's anybody in this room that remembers that, it's just me.
Yep, yep. Well, you know, when you go on... When you go on a trip, you go somewhere and things don't go as planned, you can get a little frustrated.
Yeah?
Lamenda Kingdon, she's from Plymouth, UK, wanted to see the Alhambra Palace in the Spanish region of Granada.
Yeah?
Granada. After she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
However, she booked her travel through a rewards company. She booked it over the phone using her late husband's air miles.
Oh, snap.
And didn't realize that her destination on her ticket was off by a letter.
Oh, no.
And 4,000 miles.
Oh, no.
You see, she wanted to go to Grenada.
Yeah.
However, she was put on a flight to the Caribbean island Grenada. G-R-E-N-A.
Right. Oh.
D-A.
Okay.
She wanted to go to G-R-A-N-A-D-A.
See, I didn't realize there were two different countries.
Grenada and Grenada.
That's two different places, y'all. Watch out.
The 62-year-old was enjoying a gin and tonic at 30,000 feet when she remarked to a fellow passenger she was looking forward to visiting the historic Spanish city. That's when the passenger replied, "Not on this plane, you won't."
Oh.
Apparently, the passenger then grabbed the elbow of a passing stewardess, laughing and crying out loud, enough for everyone to hear. Quote, "This lady thinks she's going to Spain!" Can you imagine finding out that way? You're like,
no.
What?
You guys yanking my chain here. What's going on?
After the flight crew had been made aware of the mix-up, they ushered Lamenda and her new friend onto first class before producing a bottle of champagne for her.
She needed something.
She was helped back to the UK, and once there was comped a flight the next... She was comped a flight!
What did you get when you all your flights
I got a seven-day or a $7 breakfast coupon for stranding me overnight in Dallas.
That's all you got, friend. And here's the thing. This was totally her fault.
This was totally her fault. She booked a flight to Grenada. Instead of Grenada.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No,
like, being
I can't.
On a flight?
That's crazy.
What sucks about that is 4,000 miles off. That's a long flight.
Right.
flying from the UK all the way down to the Caribbean, and then having to turn around, fly all the way back so that you can then in turn fly to Spain.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Well, what that airline deserves some props.
They do. Know what?
Is it a reputable one? Is it one that I like?
They actually don't say the name of the airline. So I'm just going to go ahead and clap it out right now.
In my mind, it's Southwest.
From the UK to Grenada.
It's just in my mind. It's my mind.
So, yeah, they comped her a ticket. They moved her up to first class. They ordered her a bottle of champagne.
That's cool.
They felt really bad for her, 62-year-old. And now, you know, I feel like I can't complain about being stranded in Dallas. That would be terrible.
4,000 miles off course.
A good friend of ours, he accidentally hopped on a wrong flight that took him a touch off course, I'd say. Remember when Steven was trying to get to, where was he trying to go? Oh. Australia?
I don't know this. Do I know this?
Oh, dude. Yeah. He accidentally boarded the wrong flight.
Austria.
And ended up a few thousand miles away from where he was supposed to be for a show.
Was it in
overseas?
Austria?
I don't know. We got to... Yeah.
Stat? I have a story for you.
All right. I want to hear it.
I used to work at the Durango Herald, and there was a little Mexican couple that was flying to Durango. They get to the airport, and they're sitting there going... They don't speak a word of English, and they realize they're at the Durango, Colorado, not the Durango, Mexico airport.
Oh, no.
There's this little Mexican couple that can't speak any English, and they're like, where are we?
Oh, no. How did that work out for them?
Poor little things, huh?
Did somebody help them? Did they get to the right place?
I suppose so, but they were like, they signed up for Durango. They just got the wrong country.
You love this.
Oh, poor thing.
That's incredible. Thank you for calling. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Although, in that moment, if I was the person, I'm not sure I would be like... giggling over this mix-up. You know what I mean? You're 4,000 miles off course.
That would not be a
happy... And the person next to you grabs a stewardess and just starts cracking up. Oh, man.
It sounds like it was me or you that was the guy that grabbed the
Hey, this lady.
This lady over here.
Right here.
Guys,
all my friends here. We just met. Hey, listen. This lady.
She thinks she's going to Spain.
What a goof.
Oh, man.
What a goof.
Goober.
Hey, can I get some more water?
Bing. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I have a small input on your little comparison story, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, first thing first, this happened in the UK, not America.
There you go.
Truth.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that just goes to show where America's standards of public relation and customer service lie.
Very true. Good call.
Second of all, she was a little lady that survived cancer.
I know.
You're a fit, you know,
there you go.
Young guy.
I like what I think you're calling. You're calling and you're calling him out.
Yep.
I see what's
you
happening.
Know, I did feel sorry for you, and I will never go to Dallas. You know, I learned my lesson through you.
Yes. There you go.
So just know that. But, you know, when you're trying to compare stories, make sure that you're comparing to someone who, you know, pick your battles with someone your own size.
I was saying...
No. This is no battle.
I was saying I can't complain anymore because mine's not nearly as bad.
What I like to do is I like...
I'm not picking a battle with a 62-year-old
I like to
grandma.
Take situations that are just way worse than mine, but compare my situations to them so more people feel sorry for me. That's what I do. Is that not...
No, I'm
that's American,
not.
Though, right?
Yeah.
That is American. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Well... I just wanted to say to have a good morning and, think
you
on the
too.
Positive side. It could have been worse. You could have been stuck in the UK.
Exactly.
But then again, you probably would have been comped a flight somewhere else. So.
Man, why you gotta... Oh, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
All right. It is Winter Jam Wednesday. It is 7:30.
Winter Jam Wednesday.
We had a chance to...
Winter Jam Wednesday. Listen to
Will
me.
Will you shut up?
Yeah. Winter Jam Wednesday.
Join the Jam Nation.
Oh, man. That's the name of their fan club. Winter Jam's Jam Nation.
As a solemn promise
to
the people listening to the show, I will make fun of that every Wednesday
mm-hmm.
until it happens.
All right.
including the days I'm not here.
How come we haven't really talked to any artists yet? On Thursday, tomorrow, we're actually going to have Christian Stanfield on the show
from ask
Passion, and we should talk to him. He's the worship dude. How do you feel about this?
How do you reconcile the fact that you are inviting people to be a part of Eternal Jam Nation whilst advertising a Christian show slash festival?
Yeah. Winter Jam 2013, it's coming November 21st, and every Wednesday we get to highlight a different artist. This week, we got a chance to sit down with Jason from Building 429 while they're out on the road getting ready for Winter Jam. We thought we'd air that for you now. Be listening.
Yeah, be listening, because we're going to ask you a question.
Yeah, at the end of the interview, we're going to ask you a question about the interview. And you got to call us up, be prepared, be ready, and somebody's going to score a pair of tickets to Winter Jam. Without further ado, it's our interview with Jason from Building 429 right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Static. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to it. Jason from Building 429, you are with Steve-O, that is myself, and Mateo, this dude you know. So,
yeah, man.
Let's talk for real. What's coming up? Obviously, Winter Jam, November 21st here in Albuquerque. It's Rio Rancho, but it's Albuquerque.
Yeah.
It'd be like saying you got a show in East Nashville.
Or
Franklin.
Or Hendersonville.
Or, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same basic idea. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So that's coming up, and exciting.
Yeah,
course it's exciting. I mean, well, it's Winter Jam. It's like the ADD capital of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like that tour is going to be ridiculous. We're excited about it. Got some good friends out there. And, you know, honestly, what I love about this tour is that it gives us an opportunity to showcase our record to a whole lot of people, you know. And a lot of people hear the singles, you know, and they hear, like, you know, Shaken or Where I Belong or Listen to the Sound. And this will definitely be a little bit more mind-opening, I think, for people in terms of who we really are. It's really a great time, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show.
How do you think the audience is going to handle the Building 429 set where you guys do complete Phil Collins covers?
Mm. Yeah. You know, that I can feel it coming in the air. That's going to work. The studio, I'm not so sure about. So I do really like that song. One More Night won't work at all.
Yeah. So today on Team Awesome Morning Party, or Friday rather, we decided that we were going to do Phil Collins Friday.
Absolutely.
And so all of the beds were, and the bed is the song behind the conversation, you know, it was all Phil Collins.
All day.
It was awesome.
All reverse gates on drums all day long.
Dude, it was pretty amazing. If you don't know, Static Radio, we're a little different than, say, your stereotypical Christian station. We play the Foo Fighters, we play Mumford & Sons, we play Coldplay, mixed in with... Yeah.
Love this radio station.
Yeah, well, the idea is this. Paul, you know, he was hanging out at the Areopagus, and he said, "In him we live and move and have our being," as some of your poets have said, and that was Epimenides, a pagan poet talking about Zeus. And yet he used it for God's glory. And if we learned anything in 2 Timothy, it's that every word is God breathed. So how do we reconcile a pagan poet speaking about Zeus as scripture and being God breathed? And so why can't we take our modern poets like Dave Grohl or, you know, Marcus Mumford and point that to Jesus Christ? Because in them, they're some of the most honest lyrics, and people want that. So
that's right. It's not fake.
Right,
it's
genuine.
One of the things what you're really trying to touch on is that it's not fake. And I think there are times when, you know, music is convoluted, and I think people try to say what they think people want to hear.
Absolutely.
We talk a lot about that, even in our camp when we're making a record. We talk about the reality of how if this generation takes the brunt of a lot of issues, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if there's one thing that this generation knows, it knows authenticity.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, man, I love it. And, of course, you know, I've seen God use some really messed up people for his purposes. So, man, I'm all about it.
That's what we're doing.
Amen. Yeah, he toured
with
me. Hey,
I look in the mirror every day, so there you go.
He toured with us a few years ago, so he's seen the worst of it.
We got some stories. We'll keep those off air, though.
Yeah, we got stories.
So, on that note, what is inspiring you right now? Is there an artist or a record that's just moving you in any genre, or, you know, that you're spinning right now that's just rocking your world?
You know what? My son, believe it or not, is always bringing in all this crazy music. My son's 10 years old, and he knows more about music than I do. he's, like, unbelievably gifted as a drummer, but he also like just hears. In fact, the way that he described it the other day, we were listening to a record that, you know, he was supposed to like, that we had been given by a record label, you know, whatever. And he's like, I'm not really into that, Dad. And I'm like, okay, cool. What do you want to listen to? And he's like, hey, Dad, go get that. Do you download that Imagine Dragons CD?
Yes.
And I was like, okay, cool. And I started playing like one of the songs off of it. And he said, see, listen to all the different layers. Now that's good music, Dad.
This is
like,
your 10-year-old?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, 10 years old, man.
He's legit. Number one, it makes me sad that he's 10 because now I'm old.
Yeah.
You are old. You remember when he was like 3, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, seriously. And he, you know, he was drumming and stuff. And we were like, man, that kid's going to. He's going to be a freaking awesome musician. And now it's like, it's happening. He's giving his he's giving you critiques on music. He's 10 years old.
Oh, dude. He gives me, I'm telling you right now, too. I mean, he gives me a hard time on my own music, bro. I mean, he'll tell me it straight up. He will straight up tell me, Dad, I mean, maybe some old people are like that, but I don't like it. My friends won't like
that's
it either.
That's great.
That is amazing.
But, you know what? The most hooky music on the planet that has had, you know, that everybody can sing nursery rhymes. So, you know, I'm trying to write songs that are hooky, that connect, that have great music in them with layers. My son won't get mad at me, and that's what we try to do.
So there's a reason why vanilla is the best-selling flavor of ice cream, because people just want that plain Jane. So what you're trying to do is put that chocolate syrup on top of that vanilla, all right? So it's still got that flavor.
It's gotta, yeah, it's gotta. I don't, though I will say I disagree with vanilla. Chocolate is my flavor forever.
So. All right, there you go.
All right, so we talked to Plum yesterday, and we know she's had like a storied career. And so I kind of want to ask you the same question, because I know when we toured a few years ago, it was Pillar and you guys and us and somebody else. Brooke Barrett-Smith. That's
okay.
And I know at the time, things were, like, you guys were kind of in a crunch, you know? You had
totally.
Major success with the first record, and then you were kind of on, like, a, we got to bounce back. It was kind of in that part. But then, I know in the past few years, you put out two records through Provident, and it has just been skyrocketing success, which has been super cool for me and for, like, Dave. Like, we talk about it, because we know you guys, and we're like, now, those guys, that's a group of dudes that deserve it, because you guys had to work hard. And so I want to know if you could tell us a little bit about the motivation, like what made you stick with it? Because we both know that the Christian market, you know, we call it Christian, but it can just be cutthroat sometimes. Because, you know,
come on, yeah.
I know
we
you
know.
Know
that. We both know that. You know what,
sometimes,
dude, I'll be honest with you, everything inside of me wanted to give up.
Right.
And everything inside of me wanted to go home. And but there came a point where we were kind of just, I'll be honest with you, we made a record and we had like people wrote songs on our record that we cut off the record, and then they would end up being the singles off the record. And it was so weird and convoluted, and I just kind of lost all faith in it. And then what happened was I went home and became a worship pastor at my church, right? And just to kind of just take some time off and kind of figure out what I was doing next. And I really started kind of realizing that the whole time I'd been writing all these songs for me, and every song that I wrote was for the applause instead of so that people would want to sing with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think one of the greatest worship bands in the history of music is U2.
Yeah.
And I feel like what I realized was that I needed to write songs that people could sing with me. And I needed to create moments on a record that maybe the record label wouldn't understand, but that would cue people. So when they come to the live show, they know what their part is.
Yeah.
So I started writing all these different songs, and honestly, there was a plaque on my manager's desk that changed everything. It said this: what would you attempt if you knew you could never fail?
Mm.
And that's when I realized that I had been making vanilla music for so long for a marketplace, trying to figure out what the right thing to say at the right time was, that I wasn't even making art anymore.
Yeah, right.
And that's when Building 420, we all just kind of sat around and we said, all right, let's make this one for us. Let's go out and make a record that we think is going to be great and that we can give people something to sing. And you know what? If they don't embrace it, so be it, but we're going to make the best thing we know how to make. And boom, there it goes. There was the first record on Provident,
which
sold ridiculously.
Yeah,
and then this record, it's amazing. This record, the exact same challenges that we faced on the last one, where we'd walk in and there'd be like, hey, dude, we're going to put this whistling part on the song. It's going to be fun. People are going to enjoy it. And, you know, A&R would be like, oh, wait, a whistle? That's stupid. Don't do that. And now it's like the part that the crowd loves the most.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we just kind of figured out our live show, and we figured out how to connect with our fans And I think that we've kind of just thrown the handbook out the window and gone, whatever vanilla is, I refuse to be that.
Right.
And it served us really well, so we're thankful for it.
That's awesome.
It sounds crazy, but this is like paralleling what's happening in politics right now, because no politician wants to go out on a limb and say, hey, man, this sucks. This is completely screwed up over here. This machine is not working. But the people that are giving us the money, the backers, they want it this way, and so we kind of have to. And it seems like that CCM machine is very similar in the sense that everybody wants to put out what is real, what is relatable, what God has put on their heart. But then you've got this machine over here saying, yeah, but the money is coming over here. And so what we're getting is this convoluted mixture of art, but
yeah,
like this tame, mediocre crap.
I think it's called fear-based music.
Yeah.
Fear-based.
Yeah.
And I think even politics, the same thing. It's fear-based politics.
Yeah.
I have to keep my job. I have to have this power.
Yeah.
And I think at a certain point, you know, we talk about it a lot. At a certain point when you go, you know what? I don't care. If I go home, fine, I go home. But I'm doing what I feel like I need to do. That's when it's successful. And the more that you do that, the more that your label kind of backs off and goes, well, they know what they're doing. I mean, it's selling, so just leave them alone. And
right.
That's kind of where I feel like the most successful records right now, for the most part, are records that are made devoid of A&R, devoid of too much influence. And that's why they're great records that people really love, because the artist's heart is on display, and it's music that matters.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. Genuine, it's real. I think with the artists we play, whether it's Foo Fighters as well or Coldplay, they don't have that, hey, we got to worry about what this soccer mom with three kids in the car is going to say about this one lyric that we have.
Yeah. If you think for a second that anybody's walking into Dave's studio and telling him, hey, man, I don't know about that. Right.
Right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, but of course, Dave Grohl has a history of everything he does is amazing.
Right.
And genius.
Amen.
So that's the reality. We're just trying to, as Building 429 continues to grow, as we continue to sell records, we're continuing to earn capital that we can spend to make sure that we get to stay true to who we are. And that's really the hope that, you know, because Matt, you know this, that's the hope that now that we get to do it this way, hopefully, God willing, we find more and more freedom to say more and more things that are going to continue to impact people in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you say to the young artist right now who's sitting there listening going, yeah, man, this is inspiring. I'm going to make music that's good, but hasn't gained that success or notoriety enough for a record label to give a crap? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the big things that I would say is, man, you don't need a record label to do music.
Yeah, that's true.
You really don't. And I think also that, you know, everybody thinks, it's funny, I'm doing this interview with somebody who knows this. Everybody thinks that when you sign a record deal, suddenly everything is easy, and all of a sudden now you have all the money you need,
right,
and they're going to pay for your bus, and they're going to pay for you to tour. It's not true at all. You know, people see us roll up in our bus, and they're always like, hey, man, did your record label pay for your bus and for all your laser lights? And you're like, no, not at all. I mean, in everything in life, you have to work for what you want.
Yeah.
And as far as my response to the young musician is, it's not the most talented musician that wins. It's really not. It's not the most gifted that ends up being the most successful. Most of the time, it's the hardest working one who stays in and perseveres and fights and doesn't quit and doesn't take no for an answer. That's the one who long-term ends up winning the game. And that's really the story of Building 429. We're not the most talented. Yeah, I know that. But we stayed in, we fought, we figured out who we are, and now we sell records, and we have the ability to kind of do what we want to do. That's the encouragement to the young musician
out there,
man. Create great art.
There you go.
Create great art, and promise you, when it's time, the record labels are going to find you because they're desperate for something authentic that will sell.
That's right. Hardest working or hardest twerking? That's going to sell.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Thank you for reining him in a little bit.
Jason, thank you, man. This has been
dude.
Great. Can't
Eddie,
wait.
Bless you guys.
Yeah,
man. So no, we're probably going to mess with Duncan a little bit.
Yep.
So,
Dude, I'm going to send him a text as soon as I get off the phone with you. Just to say, hey, man, I just did this interview. I heard they might be doing something. Just they're great, man. They're a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Good to talk to you, man.
All right, man. You take care of yourself, man. Great talking to you. And, yeah. Hey, this is a great seat for you to be sitting in, man. Really, it's cool. You can actually ask questions that matter. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. The cool thing about it is the station plays music that's so much different than normal Christian stations, but we actually get to talk to a lot of Christian artists, and it's like, hey, you don't have to give us the CCM answer.
Yeah, you can
anymore.
Be honest with
number
this.
One, because we don't only play CCM music, and number two, because I've been through that, so you can tell me how you really feel, because yeah. I know how you really feel.
I think it's interesting that, it's funny, I've never heard of a station like this, but we talk about it a lot. If you're not a worship band, you're not in CCM music anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You're actually in pop music, and right. You just don't know it.
Yep.
So
it's true.
So great that y'all are doing that, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Hey, tell Jesse I said what's up and to wash his hair.
I will tell him right now.
I'm all kidding. Right. See you guys later
you guys,
or soon,
man.
I guess.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Jason from Building 429.
Yeah. That dude's my friend.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. They Building 429 gave Waverly some of the best advice that I know that for Dave, Jason was like, he was a big kind of like mentor, sort of, not like as serious as a mentor, but he
right.
just gave Dave, he would consistently give Dave good advice.
That's cool.
Dave was like, man, Jason knows everything. And then Dave ended up buying Jason's old amp, that
oh,
Fender,
wow.
that 65 Fender Bassman.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was Jason's before it was Dave's.
There you go.
Dave. I love you, Jeff.
It is Winter Jam Wednesday. Just heard from Jason from Building 429. And as promised, it is time to score a pair of tickets to Winter Jam.
Woo!
If you'd like to go, you got to answer our trivia question. Trying to make it easy. We want you to win. We want you to go see Winter Jam.
We want
Jam.
You to win.
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you were paying attention, let's make sure. Static.
What's the question?
All right. Did you hear the interview in its entirety?
Yes, I did.
All right, good. The question is simply this. What CD did Jason's son ask him to purchase?
Mm. Oh, man, I forgot that.
Mm.
No!
Electric something, I can't remember.
No.
No, that wasn't
that
it.
Wasn't it. Thanks for trying. Keep trying.
Keep trying, people.
Static.
Hey, good morning. This is Joe from your rancho.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Were you listening to the interview?
I was.
All right. What CD did Jason's son ask him to purchase?
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
Woo! Oh.
Good job. Awesome. You were paying attention.
You were, sir. I think the other guy was, too. He just couldn't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was saying electric something. He was meaning imagine.
Imagine Dragons. Night Vision's the record. But right on, man. Well, you just scored yourself a pair of tickets to see Winter Jam coming up November 21st. Hang on the line, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Winter Jam coming up in November, and we're going to be doing this every single Wednesday for Winter Jam Wednesday, your chance to score a pair of tickets. And, we still have interviews with Duncan from the Newsboys.
Wait, tell you.
We're actually going to be talking tomorrow, going a little off script, talking to Christian Stanfill during the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was the only time we could get.
Yeah, we've got one with Jeff from 10th Avenue North.
Yeah.
And then I think... Right, Mitch and Celeste are going to be giving away tickets.
Absolutely.
As well today.
You just got to keep it locked.
Yeah. Listen during Middays with Mitch and Afternoons with Celeste for another chance to win.
Yeah, it's Winter Jam Wednesday. You can check out details at mystaticradio.com. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Paramore for you. We got some Mumford & Sons. And one of our favorite segments of the week.
Traffic.
Yeah. That too.
Oh, did I derail it a little bit? When you said most exciting and favorite, I really thought you meant traffic.
Yeah.
To me, it's just the interactive ability of the maps.
Yeah, this is true.
It's so neato.
You just do such a great job.
I highlight it, and then it's like, this is going on. And I'm like, well, how do you even know, you crazy computer?
Why wait for traffic when you can just do this?
What? You've given me a chance. Hey guys, there's a lot going on, especially around Paseo and I-25, because they're building a new interchange, and you know this. But I'm here to remind you every day until it's finished. So be careful, there is an off-ramp that is closed, the left lane, and I-25 North at Paseo Del Norte. We drive on that thing, and it is just a mess. It's a mess, y'all, it's just a mess. Someone bring my broom! Yeah, so be careful. Also... Accident, center lane blocked, I-40 West at Carlisle. That's exit 160. It happened at about... Ooh, this happened like 5 minutes ago, so that's going to be crazy for a little while. We got a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound over there by... What is this road?
That looks like Unser.
Yeah, over where 40 meets Unser. A lot of congestion. So just be careful out there. Pay attention to the road. Don't text and drive.
That's right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Speaking of cool sponsors,
yeah.
BC Nolan, a painter.
Oh.
Artist extraordinaire.
Yes.
Donated some works of art to Static Radio to auction off to help raise money for the station.
Yep.
They are hanging in our front lobby area. You can come check out the paintings anytime between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, because coming up this weekend, they are going to be auctioned off.
Yeah, and they are beautiful. If you follow My Static Radio on Instagram, we put up a picture of the paintings.
Yeah.
Back when we were doing the Share-a-thon, first week of October. Go check them out.
We got to take a quick break, right back, Paramore. But first, some more details about the BC Nolan auction right here. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Hey, everyone. It is Mateo. I am editing this podcast right now, and I am sad to report that we lost the entirety of Comics Corner. Very depressing. Very, very depressing. So anyway, we talked about Infinity, Avengers, Spider-Man, some Nightwing stuff. We talked about trailers, new X-Men, Days of Future Past, Captain America. Talked about Batman Arkham Origins and Marvel Superhero Legos. And you missed all of it because of our stupid computer. And it was funny. There were lots of probably the funniest jokes ever told were told in that segment. But we missed it. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey.
Gearing up for Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. Get your questions in now. Yay! Ball with the ball.
Dude, he knows.
He knows.
He pointed out, he just emailed us, "We Are the Image of the Invisible" was the inaugural song of Static Radio.
That was. First song we ever played as a radio station, as Static Radio. "Image of the Invisible" by Thrice, because it absolutely captured the vision, the identity of who we are. We are the image of the invisible God. And, we're going to talk about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, because there's been some Hufflepuffing.
Hufflepuffing? Some Ravenclawing? Some Gryffindoring?
Some Gryffindoring. Yeah.
Even some Slytherin-ing. Slytherin-ing.
Yeah, there's been some Slytherin around with the enemy.
Ah, snake!
Tomorrow night we got a big event called Rise from the Grave. We're going to talk about this event. The mad genius behind it. The mastermind. The mad scientist.
What's his name?
Pastor Nate Heitzig. He'll
Pastor
be joining us.
Nate Heitzig.
In the 9 o'clock hour, so we can talk a little bit about this. We've gotten a lot of questions about Halloween.
Yeah.
Should Christians take part in Halloween? What should our position be? We've gotten some really interesting flyers in the mail recently about how to talk about it, how to tackle it. And it's interesting because the flyers that we receive from different ministries around the country, they don't even share the same opinions.
Hey,
we're going to talk about our opinion.
Do you kind of do like a Halloween show every year? Around, like with Shock Therapy, like kind of around
this
Halloween.
Is the first one we've done actually.
Awesome.
Like this, the Rise That's from cool. the Grave event. This is the first time we've done it, and so the brainchild of Pastor Nate Heitzig. We're gonna talk to him, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour. He's my co-host there for Shock Therapy Live.
What about Shock Therapy? Do you guys talk about this? Like, do you talk about it around Halloween?
Yeah,
it's kind of
a recurring theme, because you know I have plenty of friends who say, yeah, my kids aren't going to take part in that.
Yeah,
we're not going to take part in that. We'll stay home. We will hand out candy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell them Jesus loves them. We'll throw a track in there and staple it to a Snickers bar or something. I don't know. There's people do different things. And so, and definitely not knocking it. Right on. If that's what God is convicting you on and saying, hey, for you, you do this.
Yeah.
Right on. You do that. What we're doing is throwing a show on with the Almost and Archibald, and I can't wait to hear the message from Pastor Nate as he throws down the gospel, because I promise you, it'll be presented.
I wonder how many people that don't necessarily like celebrating Halloween or don't agree with it are totally cool with watching, like, scary movies.
Or have a Christmas tree.
Well, and I say this, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, because I love Halloween.
Right.
I love dressing up. You saw I got a picture up of my Spider-Man costume. This is, I'm 2 years in with the Spider-Man costume. You know, I love it.
You do.
I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah.
I hope. But I can't watch scary movies.
Right.
It's just me. I'm like, not me.
We recently got an email and discovered that this horror film, The Conjuring, the executive producers behind it, the people behind this film are Christians.
Yeah.
And this is a gnarly, I believe it's R-rated.
And that's as far as they'll go.
It is a film. And people are saying, man, that was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. And we're like, I don't know if I could watch that. What? It's put out by Christians. And then we started reading this article about this film and the origins of the film and the couple behind this film where it's based on a true story and stuff like that.
And just like that, you missed the end of the show too. It is Mateo again, and I am still editing the podcast, but we have reached the end of my editing and the podcast, and the whole end's gone. That stinks. We need a new computer. We went on to talk about some more Halloween stuff, and then in Shock Therapy Live, which happened in the 9 o'clock hour with Pastor Nate and Steve-O, they talked a lot about Halloween and costumes, and that podcast is also on the podcast page under Shock Therapy Live. So if you want to listen to that, it's there waiting on you. Hey, thanks for listening to these things. I'm sorry that a lot of stuff gets skipped every day, but we're coming up with a new system, so that won't happen. But if we had a new computer, that would make it easier. I'm going to quit begging you for a computer now. Thank you again for listening. It makes my day, and hopefully it makes yours too. And we will see you later.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.